Father Jim said, it's great to see so many people here with the clocks changing. I'm not personally a morning person, but sometimes we need to make that heroic sacrifice to be there for the Lord. And I think that fits in perfectly with our theme today. We're in part two of our preaching series in cross training, Onward and Upward, Scaling Our Personal Mountains. Imagine Jesus taking his disciples, Peter, James, and John, up what tradition says is Mount Tabor in the Holy Land, an isolated mountain full of mystique and anticipation of the divine. The climb probably was not easy. Could have taken some real time and effort to ascend. Even today, I hear that one must take a winding road, perhaps even in a minivan, at least according to the Franciscan of the Holy Land I listened to, winding all the way up this mountain to reach the ancient church at the top. So imagine the hours of climbing as Jesus and the disciples forge up this beautiful desert mountain leading up to the beginning of our story. Before Jesus reveals himself to us in his glory, imagine the effort required to prepare his disciples, both in geography and in mind and heart, to encounter the Lord. And then you have today's message, Scaling Our Personal Mountains. Last week we talked about temptations, how there are shortcuts that really don't pan out in the end. We all desire to be happy, but deep down, we also don't want to do the work that we need to get there. We all have some sort of a resistance. Whether it's getting out of bed in the morning, which doesn't seem to have been a problem for you, getting lawn work done, or doing homework, we all face resistance every day. And that's what makes these shortcuts so appealing, these temptations. Like a TV commercial, they promise great results with little work. But they rarely pan out because that's just not how life works. You see, we all have mountains to climb, and they will take a lot of work to do. But in the end, climbing those mountains, carrying our crosses up those mountains, is the only real way to happiness. In the fall of 2010, God reopened my heart to thinking about the possibility of a life of ministry. I encountered a great group called Net Ministries, and I ended up joining them, telling 6th through 12th graders around the country about God's love and mercy for them and how he had a plan for their life. And as I did that, I began to see and began to break into my heart that God had a plan for my life as well. As I met a few people on my journey through the Midwest, including a very holy priest who spoke to my soul, he encouraged me to look into the priesthood again. And at first, there was a lot of resistance there. First, I was angry. I had my own plans. I didn't want to have to sacrifice the possibility of marriage and this beautiful youth minister that I met. I didn't want to think about the pain and suffering that goes on in the process of formation, the giving up of my freedom. But as I began to surrender to the Lord, I realized that I was being called to come to terms with these ideas, to let go of my plans, and to enter the seminary. My mountain was getting over my pain and suffering of my ideas of what was going to happen, letting go of my freedom and my plans, and learning to trust God and my diocese and the seminary. And it wasn't easy. It took a number of months. And as I struggled through God's will, I encountered him in a deeper way than I ever had before. Shortly before entering, I remember going on a hiking trip. I was part of my scout troop, and there was some free time, so I was doing a little free hike through the woods of Western PA. And as I was praying in the back of my mind, I felt a Bible verse pop into my head. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you to go. And then it stopped. You see, one of the things that was holding me back was I was afraid that it was just me who wanted to enter. And it was just some idea in my head that wasn't going to pan out, wasn't going to work. God was putting it clearly to me that he was calling me into the seminary, not to fail, but to succeed for him. He was clearly outlining the mountain that he wanted me to climb, and that was the application process into the seminary, and that he would journey with me through it and reveal himself to me in a deeper way at the top, which he later did. But I needed to trust him and begin the climb. with God's and many others' help, I did enter the seminary, as you can tell, as I'm standing here before you. God's plan for me was too big to allow my fears, my plans, my uncertainties and frustrations to get in the way. Instead, God made them part of his plan. And the same is true with us. We all have crosses to carry, scaling our own personal mountains. But God's plan is too big to let our mountains come in his way. In fact, God is making scaling them part of his plan for our lives. Hopefully this Lent we've come to see one area where God is calling us to grow. And it's not easy. It'd be great to take a shortcut or excuse the behavior or buy a product, but as we know, that alone won't solve the problem. We all need to climb those mountains, and the sheer energy of overcoming our personal mountains is our cross. What mountain is God calling us to climb this Lent? Is it psychological, such as dealing with past fears, hurts, or anger? These can take a lot of time to process and to deal with, but when we surpass them, when we come to terms with them, with the help of the Lord and others, it's definitely worth it. Is it our situation, such a difficult class in school, difficult coworkers or work at work, or a difficult situation at home? Dealing with difficult people is no fun. But as we find the balance of loving them and setting our own boundaries, we begin to see what it truly means to live as brothers and sisters in Christ. We also say in the seminary that the wood of our desk becomes the wood of our cross. Perhaps that's true for some of you. It may be something else entirely. Perhaps coming to terms with our health, overcoming a sin, or just making quiet time each day to hear God's voice. These things might require a change in perspective, of seeing things a little bit more from God's point of view instead of our own. Whatever the case may be, we all have a mountain ahead of us that looks daunting, and our cross is that sheer energy it takes to climb that mountain. But do not be afraid. We have hope. If we look in the Bible story today, we see that the apostles weren't just climbing alone. Jesus was with them. And just as Jesus was climbing with them, he is climbing with us. He will never abandon or forsake us. He is always there, and he's just a prayer away. And of course, the apostles were climbing with each other. And we have each other here in the community. Whether it be just in prayer support coming together for Mass on a Sunday, or the many small groups we have at this parish, we can call out to each other for help in surmounting the rough boulders of this mountain to reach God. Together, we can overcome what we never could alone. So as we survey this daunting mountain, let us not forget the glory and the wonder of the encounter with God waiting for us atop the mountain as well. He longs to reveal himself to us in a new way if we only follow him. This too might make us a little afraid, as it was for the apostles. But be not afraid, for if we're seeking God in his ways and we're willing to surrender ourselves to him, he will bless us in this encounter, however new or different it may be. So as we all climb up our personal mountains this Lent, may we not seek the shortcuts, but deal with what God has revealed to us is his path for us this Lent. May we not be afraid of the difficulty, but realize that though the mountain be high, it is not unattainable. As we forge ahead, Christ and the church are with us to help us surmount these difficulties in our lives. These Lenten sacrifices are helping us to climb our mountain, one step at a time. And someday, we don't expect, when our heads are down, we're charging forward, we'll suddenly lift up our heads to see that we've made it to the summit, where God waits to reveal himself to us in a new way that we never felt possible.